people track the number of African Americans on TV. They track the number of same-sex couples on TV. Many groups in society that were once nearly invisible in pop culture become more visible and familiar on our screens, and it's considered a big deal. The latest group of Americans to rise to our television consciousness are people who ride mass transit. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
On the most iconic shows set in New York City during the 90s and early aughts, no one took public transportation. In Sex and the City, they rode in taxis and cars. Same with Seinfeld. Well, once Jerry's car got impounded, and that forced Elaine onto the subway.
Why is it moving? What could go wrong with a train? It's on track! There's no traffic!
TV's attitude about mass transit could be summed up by The Simpsons. There's an episode where Homer's wife is too busy to drive him to the bar, so his daughter says,
"Why don't you take public transportation?"
Public transportation is for jerks and lesbians. Oh, I guess I'll walk.
I can't recall ever even seeing a bus on The Simpsons.
That's Alex Marshall. He's written about public transportation and popular culture. He says things have changed. Now New York City characters routinely take public transportation on shows like Girls, The Mindy Project, Broad City, and Mr. Robot, who we meet on a subway platform.
We gotta wait for the queue!
When I watch that show, I almost feel like, you know, that they're like showing my life. Not the paranoid, evil people out to get you part.
Marshall's a public transportation fanboy. He appreciates when TV characters use subways and buses to navigate their fictional but very recognizable worlds.
Infrastructure is aspirational. It's not just a means to solve a problem or to get from here to there.
So the bus on the TV show Atlanta is where characters can have deep conversations.
Resistance is a symptom of the way things are.
And Jane the Virgin takes the bus all over Miami. She's even on it when she goes into labor.
Oh, okay.
All the other passengers unite to make the driver take her to the hospital.
Is this as fast as you can go? Didn't you ever see speed?
Public transportation is public theater on these shows. It's a social space where people accidentally run into each other.
Morning.
Like on Gilmore Girls. The bus means independence for a high school student without a car, and it becomes a place of romantic opportunity when her crush gets on board.
So, how long does it take you to get to school?
40 minutes, if the bus driver's focused, but longer if he's trying to win something on the radio.
Dramatic potential aside, mass transit can be a drag, says Michael Manville. He teaches at UCLA's Institute of Transportation Studies.
You do pay a time penalty in most places for riding public transportation.
And you sacrifice privacy and the pleasure of literally being in the driver's seat. People who take public transportation often have no other choice. Some analysts see signs the president-elect might support mass transit. Take this campaign rally speech last March.
You go to China, they have trains that go 300 miles an hour. We have trains that go chug, chug, chug.
But there are few suggestions so far that Donald Trump's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan will help out ailing bus and subway systems or add new ones, even though public transportation is something most people strongly favor. That's why Alex Marshall thinks it's important to show people benefiting from public transportation on screen.
TV and popular culture acts as kind of like a force multiplier. We have visions in our head of how we want to live, and we want to get there, and it's something to strive to.
Perhaps, Marshall says, policymakers who want to improve our buses and subways should pay a little more attention to what's on TV. Netta Ulaby, NPR News. Every day.